If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my friend Gregory Copley, who indulges me with the King Charles III report. Gregory knows the empire. Gregory knows the Commonwealth. He is a Commonwealth citizen from Australia. I do not. I'm learning it through Gregory. And, of course, reading the English press. I like this report. Prince William, no one does optimism and ingenuity like Americans. Prince of Wales arrives in New York ahead of Urshot Prize Summit, where he will unveil this year's 15 finalists. And then there's a photograph of the prince in waders and a life vest with two professionals showing him the Billion Oyster Project in Brooklyn. He's donned in his waders and he's marching with a cap on, marching through the water up to his hips. Gregory, if King Charles is running this operation, keep going. This is brilliant to use the Prince of Wales as an ambassador to the younger people in America. Brilliant.
Well, yes. And in fact, this has traditionally been what is done with princes of Wales. They have gone out as emissaries because they've always been much younger than the monarch, and they have been able to present an image of vitality and interest. And of course, Prince William is Prince of Wales, and Princess Catherine are absolute exemplars of the image that Britain wants to project. And of course, Prince William, I'm sure he believes what he said, but is evidence of the fact that Americans just love somebody who will come over and flatter them, which is what he's done. But at the same time, something a little more substantive is taking place. King Charles himself and Queen Camilla are in the United Kingdom at the moment on their state visit to France, where they're going to a massive dinner at the Palace of Versailles, and they're also going to Bordeaux. And this is actually really calming down a lot of the cross-channel politics and making a big contribution to British prestige in the former European Union. And largely, it's getting to be part of this new movement which France and Britain might undertake, which is to create a new European body which is not as formal as the European Union, but which enables consultation and cooperation between the United Kingdom and a number of the European countries, particularly France. So this is really, really significant, and it's as we've noted earlier. One of the international airports in France, just ahead of this state visit, was renamed as the Queen Elizabeth International Airport, which is a great tribute from France to its old enemy, perfidious Albion, and so really, really important. And we see this as being a hallmark of changes within the monarchy, which have been very positive. The Prince of Wales visits are not a part of this. But the House of Commons Library just released a report on King Charles III, the first year of his reign. And you can Google that, and you can full download this 59-page document, which is really instructive. And it talks about how King Charles has subtly begun to change the influence and increase the influence of the crown in social issues. I wouldn't say political, but he has moved to be of more influence. And this House of Commons report talks about not only the king as head of state, but a separate role as head of nation, which is really interesting. And he's doing it, what one of the analysts, Sir Vernon Bogdanor, once observed, but he's trying to use the capacity of the monarch to represent the nation back to itself. In other words, building this bond between all levels of society. So that's quite a significant move. And I think the king has been really thinking this through in a way which has not been thought through for a century.
Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.